Welcome to Nintendo Seconds. I'm LP Tiger. Today is Monday, July the 30th, 2018. It's my birthday. Happy birthday to me. This is The Daily. One of the co-directors of Animal Crossing New Leaf, Isao Moro, has left Nintendo. This was confirmed on his official Facebook account. He took on many roles at Nintendo since 2002, working with The Legend of Zelda Wind Waker, Super Smash Bros. For 3DS and Wii U, and previous iterations of Animal Crossing. But don't think Animal Crossing is done for. The other co-director of New Leaf, Aya Kyogoku, is still there. Pocket Camp is still getting updates, as much as many of you may not care. I believe Animal Crossing is an important IP to Nintendo, and since some form of Animal Crossing has been on every Nintendo console since the GameCube, I believe there's most likely something in the works. And yes, I'm still excited for the release of Taiko no Tatsujin, but unfortunately we'll only be able to play our pretend drums. Bandai Namco confirmed with BimaniStyle.com that there's no set plan to release the official drum accessory in the US, but they did say that the US would get a physical release of the game. So, if you were looking to bring the arcade experience at home, you'll have to import the drums from a Japanese retailer. With much sales success in Japan, the Nintendo Switch has been credited for the first increase in the Japanese console market in the last 10 years. The CESA, or Computer Entertainment Suppliers Association in Japan, published a report recently stating that the 2017 console market generated $3.5 billion, which is a 23% increase from last year. The market declined every year since 2007, back when the popularity of the Nintendo DS Lite brought the market to $6.4 billion. Just for comparison, the Japanese mobile game market hit $11 billion in 2017. This is why you see companies moving to mobile, but the Switch may lure them back.
Monkey.
The Super Mario Bros. Movie was released 25 years ago, and as much as some of you may not want to remember it, the National Video Game Museum in Frisco, Texas is celebrating the 25th anniversary with a special exhibit with movie memorabilia on display, which includes the Thwomp Air Stompers, Princess Daisy's dress and meteorite pendant, and much more. The exhibit opened on July 28th and will be available through October. You can view a gallery on the Facebook page Super Mario Bros. The Movie Archive.
Pikachu?
The Pokemon Company is bringing a brand new animated film to a theater near you. Partnered with Fathom Events, Pokemon the Movie, The Power of Us will be shown in select theaters around the US as a limited theatrical release. A teaser trailer for the movie was released today on the official Pokemon YouTube channel. No information on dates or locations yet, but once available, I'll be sure to let you know. And if you're looking to save a little cash from all these Switch games, check out some of the games on sale currently, like Nine Parchments, a $20 purchase currently for $7.99. The Jackbox Party Pack is 50% off for $12.49. Big discount on Oxenfree, 75% off the original price, currently at $4.99. And finally, the game's not even out yet, but Dead Cells can be pre-purchased at 20% off for $19.99. And it releases on August the 7th. Of course, most of these deals are for a limited time. You can find these and other eShop sales on the Switch by going to the eShop and clicking on Great Deals. And that's all for today. Quick shout out to those who recently favorited on the Anchor app, the Hustle Co. Mag podcast, Diego Nazario, RJ Hurd, Larry Fernandez, and Car Chronicles 313. Thanks so much for the favorite. Hope you guys keep tuning in. I did something a little different for this episode, if you didn't notice. Sound effects! Like the extra touch? Let me know and I'll keep putting forth the extra effort. Send me your feedback with a voicemail on the Anchor app by using the message button, or send me a tweet on Twitter at LPTiger, LPTYGER. And while you're at it, go ahead and follow me on Twitter as well if you feel up to it. Thanks for listening to Nintendo Seconds, putting Nintendo first.